Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, digital world broadcast under the KXOY building on a Monday, last day of September 2024. Hey, fellas.
Good morning.
Oh, this is it, huh?
Yeah, this is it, Kev. It's over after this one.
I kind of always feel special in September, the 30th.
You feel special?
The 30th? No, I mean, just in general, I always feel like that's a special day because, I don't know, it stands out to me, the 30th. It was like the perfect month.
Huh.
30 days.
You don't like the 31-day months, what you're saying?
They're okay.
Uh-huh. Not your favorite.
I guess everyone's either 30 or 31 except for that one.
Yeah, that's, wow.
Oh, and we don't talk about that one, huh?
Yeah, well, it's so dumb. Like, why did they do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason.
Yeah, it doesn't, just would have been easier to put them all at 30.
Yeah, it would have seemed more uniform. We like uniformity around here.
Yes, we do.
Man, I just realized I bit the side of my tongue over the weekend. That might be a problem today.
Mm.
Yeah. It just sounds bad, doesn't it, Steve? Yeah. Steve gave me the face like he just saw the grossest thing on the planet. He's like, oh, golly,
It was like, oh, golly.
We all know how bad that hurts.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
What happened?
I closed my teeth and my tongue was in between it.
Oh, he bit his tongue.
All right. Yesterday, guys, it started. I don't know. You guys probably didn't notice, and you probably wouldn't because you don't. You're not homeowners. But yeah, the leaves are beginning to fall and pile up in the yard.
Oh, it's time.
It's always my favorite part of the year. Oh, yay! We get to do that again. Yeah.
So pretty though.
It's so beautiful, and then you realize you just have to pick it all up, and
yeah, that part stinks.
That's not as great. I don't know if you know, but yeah, it's not as fun.
Do you not like jumping?
I'm a little beyond the piling them up and jumping into them thing.
Nah, never too old.
Really? Well, you want to come over and do it then? I mean, I could.
Sure.
I could get a pile. And,
yeah, let's do it.
Shouldn't take long with the wind from yesterday. Probably won't take long for them all to come flying off of there. I mean, I might have to rake them off the fence, but other than that, it'll be fine. I'll do it. I'll put a big pile together for you, Steve.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I'll let you know as soon as we get one big enough. Because, you know, you got to make sure it's big enough. Now, how high do you want to jump? Do you want to just, like, run jump, or do you want me to,
whatever you feel.
Get a ladder and let you jump off the top of that? I mean, what are you thinking?
I don't know, but I saw a video the other day. Maybe you've seen this. Someone must be a homeowner, built like a whole huge pile of leaves.
Okay.
And they took videos of just a dog running into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. Yeah, man, you get the right dog and it'll just be, it's a party.
It's hilarious, like high speed.
That's hilarious, yeah.
Just crash.
My dog just chases the mower. I don't know. She just likes to... She did the thing. All of the dogs have done that, where they just like to follow you while you're mowing. And the one dog, it just, I don't know, she just tries to attack it. Kind of like I think some dogs will do with the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the noise or the fact that it's being slid around the ground, if they think it's a toy or it's an alien.
It does feel like you're trying to play with them a little bit. I can see it, especially the vacuum.
Yeah, the vacuum. Yeah, right. That's way more playful feel. Because it's back and forth. Ooh, look, you got it, now I got it. You got it, now I got it. Doesn't take much, honestly.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's fun.
If we were all that easily entertained, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, it would be wonderful.
Well, I guess we are. It's called TV.
At time.
I mean, you just turn it on. There you go. Sit back, relax. Don't do anything for 7 hours. Commercial free. Okay. Anybody watch football yesterday?
Yeah, I haven't broke down and done the red zone yet.
Really? And you have it and haven't watched it?
No. I mean, I haven't bought it yet.
Oh, okay.
It's an add-on that I have to get.
Oh, I see. That makes sense then.
So I would just like to see how long I'll go without it.
Oh, well, I mean, that's nothing wrong with that. I just thought you had already purchased it and then didn't watch it. I'm thinking,
silly. That would be silly.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you could go the whole season?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is that kind of the goal, or are you just...
Not necessarily.
So it's not like you have something you replaced football with.
There was no goal, yeah.
With.
Oh, okay. It's just
it was just... I don't know. I haven't been that into it, I guess. I've watched the games that have been on.
Yeah.
Which is painful and long.
Right.
When you could be watching all the games at once. But I don't know. For some reason, it's just kind of worked for me. I've had other stuff going on that I was doing, you know, or whatever, to where
nothing wrong with that,
preoccupied, but it was like yeah, because I know if I do if I get red zone, I won't do anything but red zone.
That's right.
The entire
it's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. You keep waiting for, there's never a time where you can go, well, when a commercial comes on, I'm going to go switch the laundry over, and then just sits in the washing machine for 7 hours, and you go, well, what happened?
Whoops.
Yeah. But this is a good thing, because when you forget to cancel it, then you get some extra in the bank.
That's right. Kevin's going to be rich because he didn't get red zone. Man, what to do with all those retirement funds, Kev?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Going to the circus. We're standing there. My dad's like, 2 adults and 3 adolescents and 1 that's under 8. No, Dad, I'm 9.
Kevin James.
He just looks at me and goes, yeah, I guess he's 9.
I forgot you had a birthday, little buddy.
I forgot you're not under 8. You're a year over 8.
Oh, silly me. Now I have to pay for you. Isn't that great? Good luck getting a snow cone when we get in there.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, everybody. Man, it's a Monday morning, and I kick it off with some sadness today. It wasn't real sadness, but it was sadness I had not yet experienced. And that was, for some reason last night, mm-hmm. After I watched the football game, which was kind of a boring game because, you know, they just, it was a blowout, whatever. I just kind of left it on and I was like, this is fine,
background,
whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I just looked on the TV for, you know, recent channels that I had been watching. And one of them was ABC TV. And on ABC TV, they had a show on called The Golden Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, I haven't seen any of this, or really, I didn't watch any of The Golden Bachelor either.
Right.
So I turned it on and caught, you know, some of it off and on as they were, let's see, what did they do? They did a talent show. Mm. That was fairly entertaining.
Okay.
You got a bunch of, you know, guys in their late 50s and 60s that are
sure
doing talent stuff. And
like dancing or singing mainly, do you think, or what?
No. Oh. It was... You know, way more dad talent, if you will.
Uh-huh.
There was juggling. There was yo-yo. There was a guy who did a dance routine with ribbons, just being funny.
Oh, that's kind of hilarious.
Dad talent.
Yeah.
There was some singing. There was a guy who sang. What else? God, did I miss? I'm trying to remember what else they did that was
just
wonderful.
Out of curiosity, how was the juggler? I mean, 2-ball, 3-ball, what do we got?
3-ball, okay. Yeah. He knew what was up.
All right.
He definitely knew it up. The yo-yo guy was super smooth.
Okay.
The yo-yo guy was like, you know, maybe someday, you know, we start hanging out and spending time together, you and I can walk the dog. Wee-wee.
Oh, I see. Oh,
he had
like a little shtick
and then he
to
said,
go along
you know,
with
my,
the trick.
My ultimate dream is to spend time. And
oh, here it comes.
Go around the world.
There it is. There it is.
And she was like, "Oh, this is pretty smooth." Yeah, it was entertaining. But then we got to the part of the show where it was time for her to hand out the roses.
Okay. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but maybe it's because they're old men.
Older men.
Older men, that's right.
Thank you, Kevin.
I think almost all of them are in their 60s, and then there's this one guy who they snuck in who's like 57.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. But they started doing the thing, although he looks older because he has a lot of gray hair. Side note.
Can't judge a book, Kevin.
You know how they always interview all the girls during that, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, I really just hope that he picks me or this or that. Right. I don't want to be the first one to go and blah, blah, blah. When they're doing it with older guys, it is so sad. It made me so sad.
Oh, man.
Listening to some of these guys that were just like.
Is it because it feels like their last chance? Is that why?
Sort of. I think that might be it, Jay.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of the, you know, I got talked into giving this a try. Kind of how I felt.
Yep,
like,
I get it.
You know what? I thought I'd try this, and look, I failed at this, too.
Oh man.
This stinks. I'm never going to have anybody. Right. There was one guy on there that looked so sad. Now, they never had him speak, and I probably because he couldn't. I don't know. He just looked so sad, and he looked a little bit like Pete Carroll, the old coach of the Seahawks.
No.
And so he just looked like he was sad. It really got to me. I was like, oh, these poor guys. And then at the end, they were fine. Of course, they all, you know, were like, whatever. And they left and they went about their lives. But, man, there was a few of them that I was just like, geez, guys. I don't know why I feel so bad for you. Maybe it's because I'm getting to be an old guy.
Maybe you're a golden bachelor. Who knows?
Yeah, it was just, whew. That was rough stuff. I wasn't expecting it.
Were they crying?
No.
No, not really.
Emotional.
Yeah, just
a couple
sad.
Guys got emotional while talking. You know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Just about that. I think because it was like the first elimination when there was like five guys that had to go.
Yeah.
That always makes it easier too, right?
Of course, because it's misery loves company. Yeah.
Amen. And one of them was Jack, who was just known as the happy party guy. He was just like super fun. He was entertaining. He was doing cannonballs into the pool the whole time.
Love it.
He was just one of those guys that everybody loved having him there. And she was like, oh, Jack, I'm not sure who's going to be more upset, the guys that you're leaving or me. But she's like, and he's like, oh, man, I don't care. This is great.
Well, that's
just
a great attitude.
I got to come here and spend a couple days in this mansion is pretty cool.
Wow.
He was having him in the group getting kicked off with you kind of made it easier.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I could see how it'd be sad. I could see it. Jack, 68-year-old caterer from Chicago, Illinois, Steve.
Yeah,
probably would have been your favorite.
My boy.
It's my boy.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Yeah,
Producer,
let's go.
Oh, I come to tell you on this Monday, this final Monday of September, that I have made it. Everything was okay. And here I am.
Still in one piece after Scarywood, huh?
Yeah.
What a boy.
It was a good time.
Did you go totally by yourself?
He did.
I did, yeah.
Okay. I thought there would be somebody with you at least, or, you know, maybe some of the other radio stations, because I know they were out there. But then I just saw one of the videos, and I'm like, Steve looks like he's all by himself.
Yeah.
I'm tough, man.
He's a brave soul, Kevin.
Yeah.
So it looked like it.
Did it? Did it, or do you say didn't?
Let's say I said it did.
It did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
let's say that then.
Overall, you had fun? I mean, you don't like being scared. You don't necessarily like, you know, haunted houses or anything.
Yeah, but you know what? It achieved what it was supposed to achieve.
Which was, it scared you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, that's why you go, right?
Yeah. So. I couldn't tell some of the times if you were startled. I mean, you had that look on your face like, you know, not enjoying this. I couldn't really tell what was going on in your mind there. Were you frightened or just, you know, trying to get through it as fast as you could? What was your mindset there?
I mean, originally when I first got there, I was like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, get it done. Let's go.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it was mostly fright, but in a good way.
Okay. Yeah, it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I did ask him, Kevin, you know, boy, were you out late? He goes, ooh, 9:30.
What? You did not get home? You got home from Silverwood by 9:30?
No. I got home.
He left there at 9:30, yeah. Right, Steve? Yeah.
Yeah. I got home at like 10:30. Oh,
okay. I was like, dang, Steve, I didn't know you could even go through it that fast.
Well, I was like, you know, I'll just go in like one or two of the places
right. And,
you know, just kind of walk around a little bit and then I'll head out. And then I just kind of, I don't know, well, I got lost a little bit.
That's a shocker.
So that was a problem. And, you know, being lost in the dark, that's not the greatest thing.
Well, you know, to your defense, it is kind of weird where we go in. We tend to not go in the main entrance of Scarywood, Silverwood. We go in like a, I don't know, it's more of an employee entrance.
Oh, no, I went in the main entrance.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Yep, trying to help.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think that's the name of a bowling ball. That's the Storm
Weird
Surge.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it. Yeah. Huh. That's something.
Kevin James.
Why do you know that?
You know, Steve, I know a little bit of everything and a lot of nothing.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It was impressive, though, the name of a bowling ball. Pretty good, Kev. I don't know. When's the last time you went bowling?
I'm proud of. Oh, man. It's been way too long. Way too long.
What do you think you'd score?
4 years ago, maybe?
Oh, wow. That's not. I thought you were going to say like 15.
Oh, no. It hasn't been that long.
You know what you need to do? Take your granddaughter bowling. 5-year-olds bowling is great.
Yeah. Plus, we get to put the bumpers up.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, oh, well, yeah, we can just leave them up. They don't have to come down
no.
when I bowl.
Heavens, no. And then you do the thing where you try to use them. That's kind of fun.
Right now, it would be quite the little thing because my gout is, God, it's like a friend who won't go away. It's like the neighbor who, no, not a neighbor, the friend who had wind damage to their house and said, yeah, it's supposed to be like, you know, 5 days. Can we stay with you?
Sure. Yeah. Of course you're going to say yes. Stay. Yeah.
And that's what it was like. Yeah. And so it's like it came and stayed for 5 days. And you thought, well, that was painful. I knew it was going to hurt. But at least it's over.
Nice.
And now we are 6 weeks in.
Oh, man. Still, they don't have their roof fixed.
It has days where I'm like, oh, this is getting better. It's almost gone.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Nice
and
to
then
that
a day
to
like today
groceries.
Where you're like, wait, why is it worse than it's ever been?
Oh, man. It's a good question, Steve. Why doesn't the friend, what is it? Why doesn't the friend buy groceries?
Yeah, I mean, well, they did, right?
Yeah, they did. Those were the good days probably. Where they chipped
times,
in.
Right.
Yeah,
there was
cooked a meal, something.
The good ones, you just came home and they were like, oh, look at this. I made chicken for us. And you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks, man. You can stay a couple more days. Oh, overstayed your welcome again. All right, Audio Vault time. Did anybody watch Jelly Roll on Saturday Night Live?
I did see a little bit of him singing, and that was it.
You ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, they try to bring me down, try to put me underground. I won't even go any higher.
Now they kicked off the 50th season or 50th year of SNL. I forgot all about it. I don't even know. Oh, I do know what I was doing. I started binge watching a show and missed it. But how much of it did you catch, Kev?
I mean, I caught a couple of the skits and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh yeah, it's Jelly Roll night. I'm gonna watch till the end and make sure I see Jelly Roll. But it was that thing where it was Saturday night and I was dozing in and out
sure.
the whole time from. Like 10 o'clock on, so. But for then, at that moment, I was pretty wide awake, and so I watched it. And yeah, just got to see him sing, and I didn't. You know, I don't think he did anything else. I think the musical guest just gets to sing. I don't think they're in any of the skits.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a rule or if that's just the way it works or what. I wish they would have. I mean, if he didn't get in some skits, then I wish he would have, because he'd feel like he'd
be good.
It's
a bummer. It seems like he would be great at it. I did see this comment on the internet, and I found it to be funny, but it just said, watching Saturday Night Live, I've just realized Jelly Roll is just Adele for truck drivers.
Wow. Wow. And I think that might be a compliment.
Yeah, it is. I don't think it was meant as a bad thing. It was just like, yeah, like this is just Adele for, you know, a little, if you're a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, yeah. That's hilarious, actually.
Yeah, it made me laugh when I saw it.
I did see the video of him doing the lemonade stand thing. When did that happen? Remember when he stopped and got the lemonade?
Oh, yeah. That was a few months ago.
Yeah, but I just saw that video popped up again. And I don't know, somebody like reposted it. Or just, it's just one of those, you're like, gosh, $700 to the lemonade stand, girl. Pretty cool. I mean, it's just Jelly. That's just what he does. I don't know if Adele also does that, but, you know, hopefully she does. What are Emma Roberts' phone habits? I know you've been wondering.
Oh.
Like, you're thinking to yourself, I wonder what Emma Roberts overuses for emojis and how she feels about being left unread. Well, let's find out.
What is your most overused emoji?
Mine's the melting face.
Okay. Oh, really? Yeah. And is the melting face, what does that mean? Like, oh, I'm dying?
No. To me, it means like, ooh, did I just say that? Or like, ooh, can you believe
that?
It's
okay.
Like, eek. It's eek.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how insulted do you feel when a friend leaves you on red?
When my sister leaves me on red, I go to her location.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Too much?
Yeah.
No, like, that's not cool, sister. We have it so that we have our read receipts on so that we know.
I know you saw it. The fact you didn't respond, I'm coming to your location. It's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Chris Christopherson passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, that was sad news.
It was, I had no reference point on Chris Christopherson's age or anything. Did you?
I would guess like 90, but I think
88. Yeah.
Okay.
But I knew well, gosh, he's got to be getting close if he's not already 90. But I didn't really, you know, it's not something that I had a concept of.
He's felt old for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then, so of course, lots of things resurfaced, including his 2004 CMA speech, which was, it had its moments. Let me get it for you here.
And I want to thank John and June for endorsing me back when nobody knew me and for defending me later when everybody did.
It's like, what a great line.
Yeah, that is a good line.
Endorsing me when no one knew me and defending me when they did. Oh,
I was going to see if our buddy Big Ed, who has done, you know, a great Chris Christopherson on our show for many, many years.
Yeah.
I was like, I was going to send him a message. And I thought, no, the dude's so sad because he was such a Chris fan.
Absolutely.
I'm like, let's just give it a little time and then have him maybe call on the Heavenly Hotline or something.
Yeah, fair.
Because, yeah, that's one of those that Big Ed, even though, you know, he does the impression and it's, it's funny.
Yeah.
And he makes fun of Chris's struggles sometimes.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
He was a huge fan. Huge
fan. Oh, man. Remember when he met him and he was just like beside himself? He was just, you know, he's your lifetime fan, which is why he did the impression in the first place. And then when he met him face to face, he was like, man, it was like everything I wanted it to be. So that's cool. Maybe we'll call him later on the week. And there's your audio vault for a Monday. It's the last day of September, you guys. 9/30/24.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, apparently he made the first shot of the game because when I got there.
Wait, you were late?
They were behind.
No way.
4-2.
Kevin James.
Well, I blame traffic.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
All right, let's see what we got. We're going to kick it off with Susan. She said, Mike Mark Peterson is telling us it's cold today. Is summer over? By the way, 25 degrees in North Idaho. Yeah, that's cold.
25?
Yeah, that's a bit chilly. I mean, what do we have right now? 38? 36. Okay. Yeah, 20.
I don't think we're going to have another 85-degree day like we did on Sunday. On Saturday.
I don't think so either. Although the week looks pretty nice. That might have been it. Yeah, remember when you said, we're not going to have another 80 for 6 months? Well,
Yeah, it might be here officially.
Yeah.
And we'll get a 70 in there for sure.
Oh, we're going to get a bunch
some
of them.
Sunshine.
Yeah, I think we're going to get
some nice days. But
yeah,
as far as that, you know, like 85 or whatever, I think that's probably over.
Let me go ahead and check something here because it's kind of related to the next text that we just got in on our text line.
I did see a great photo of Dave Spencer, who is the voice of your Eastern Eagles.
Right, right.
Touchdown, Eastern Eagles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the cannon goes off. Oh man. Wow. It's awesome.
Goosebumps.
They don't mess around out there. But he's done that for many, many years. And he had posted a picture this weekend that said, hey, look, it's exactly 50 degrees cooler. No, it's 50 degrees warmer today than it was 5 years ago. And he had a picture of Roos Field this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Against Montana, where, doggone it, the Eagles almost pulled out that upset. That game was so stinking close. I thought they were going to beat Montana, and that would have made the whole season.
Right. But sometimes it only takes one.
I think Montana's ranked third or something. Man. And they just, they were right there. But he said it was 84, I think, in the picture he took.
Holy
and the
smokes.
Other picture was snow and 34.
Yikes.
From 5 years ago.
By the way, Nancy said she's scraping her windows this morning in Medical Lake. That seems fun.
Yep.
For no one.
To the text line.
Man, that's a little chilly. Jake wants to know, is the food drive next week? Yes, a week from today, we'll be doing the food drive. We'll be up at R&R RV, 6 to 6, Monday through Thursday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Friday. Get yourself squared away with either bringing, you know, non-perishable food items or, you know, your cash or check donation or whatever the case might be. But prepare yourself. It's a week from today. And I'm more telling Kevin and Steve than I am anybody else.
You've been warned?
Been warned.
No, I'm well aware.
Yeah. It's supposed to be nice, though. I was just checking the 10-day forecast, Kevin. Highs every day in the mid-70s next week.
Oh, wow.
And they've never been wrong one time with their extended forecast.
No, they haven't.
So, so I'm expecting it to be perfect.
To the text line.
I always love at the food drive. At least once we will say, boy, I missed the part where they said this was going to happen.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Whether it's rain
or wind,
super hot, yeah. Windy. Yeah. It's like there's always something where you and I have to say,
Yeah.
Boy, I missed that part where they said that was going to happen.
Suddenly, that was a shock. This is no name on this one. If Steve wants to jump in leaves, have him check Manitou out in a couple weeks.
Oh.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan.
I mean, is it probably like mid-October-ish by the when Manitou starts getting the most, or maybe late October?
I would say, yeah, mid-October is probably pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be
that
a lot.
That is a leaf lover's paradise.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, bring a rake. You could do a 10-foot pile. I mean, there's a lot of trees, Steve, so you're going to get a lot of leaves.
You think I'd get looks?
No, probably not.
Oh, they'd probably think
I think so many people go up there and do, like, family photos and all that stuff. And they move leaves around and they do it. I'm sure at some point the city removes all of them.
Or sure.
Parks department, whoever does it.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of, I mean, gosh, I have pictures from when I was a kid at Manitou in the leaves.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Just like your family photos.
Wow. Your mom took you guys there and took pictures then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh. I could see it. It's a beautiful place. So
what a cool spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Plan on it, Steve.
Okay. We'll see.
I'll bring a couple rakes in. We'll make a big pile. You know what would be funny is if we get it so that you were standing up and we piled up leaves around you. So just, you know, like the old buried in sand pictures.
Oh, yeah. You just see his head popped out.
Yes. And he's actually standing up. So you put maybe a 2.5 or 3 foot pile of leaves.
You know, that joke gets every funnier no matter how you adjust it.
Ever funnier.
What did I say?
You said that joke gets ever funnier.
Well, okay.
I mean,
Funnier every time. That's
well,
what
yeah,
I meant.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. Yeah.
Funnier ever?
What? Ever funnier.
Ever funnier. I can't even misquote myself. Misquoting.
To the text line.
I don't even know what joke I told.
Well, the 3 foot, 4 foot, I feel like you've done variations of that in some way.
Oh, was that a joke? Thank you, Kevin. Man. And Allie says, I bought my third round of Halloween candy last night. Please tell me Allie. I'm not alone. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a... It's not even October.
That's great work.
That's great work, Allie.
I mean, it's basically October.
Yeah, I mean, we're right there. We're on the edge of it. We can see October from here.
Yeah, on the cusp.
Yes.
She is going to know for sure what to get, though, at the end of the month.
Oh, man. She'll be like, nope, not that. I don't like that as much. Oh, so then at the end of the month, I mean, at some point, are you then buying candy you don't like so you'll stop eating
it? I think so. Yeah. I think that's the key. I mean, you definitely are buying the stuff you do like and stashing that and then just going, okay, this is the stuff we don't like as much, so let's leave that for the trick-or-treaters.
That's right. Separate into like, don't like. Mm.
You think they'll have a lot of milk duds?
And Tootsie Rolls.
Do we have time for a quick I saw for
sure.
Halloween idea?
Yeah, man.
Ooh. I saw a dad doing something so awesome.
How awesome was it?
And I'm like, doggone it. That needs to be done everywhere. He, you know, had a house that had a second story deck on it, okay? I think there's plenty of houses that have that, right? Yeah. A little deck where you're up above, or even,
sure.
I suppose it could work even where you're just high enough above the kids and it's, you know, a first story deck, but whatever. So he was high up on the deck and he had built some sort of chute. I don't know what it was made out of.
Ooh.
But it was just like a little, you know, a little half circle.
Yeah, like a slide
shoot
down there.
Yeah, and he could move it back and forth a little
Whoa.
Bit. So he had
had
some aiming ability.
Nice.
And he would take whatever it was that he was giving out, and he had just like random stuff, like packs of donuts and 2 liter pops.
Wow.
And just everything. And he would just tell the kids, they'd get at the bottom of it and put their bag down there.
How fun is that?
He would just leave it and they'd go sliding down and funk into their bag.
That is awesome.
The kids looked so happy. He looked so happy.
Right, yeah.
No word on his wife. I don't know how she was doing. It still looked like a great idea. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.